This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every holiday season brings with it new trends in retail. There's the rise in gift cards. There was the return of layaway. This, as it happens, is the year of you. The National Retail Federation figures shoppers are going to spend as much as 20% of their holiday budgets on themselves, as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
You can call it self-gifting, or you can just quote this.
Treat yourself.
From the TV show Parks and Rec. While you're nail-biting over what to get Cousin Tina, why not snap up great deals for you?
Clothes.
Treat yourself.
Fragrances.
Treat yourself.
Massages.
Treat yourself.
Add some jingle bells, and you have this season's big idea. One ad features a sparkly skirt with a gift tag that says,
"To me from me."
Nicole Giordano showed me that one from PiperLime.com. On her own site, called Startup Fashion, she tells independent designers to use the treat yourself message. She knows it works because while shopping for her sisters, she's bought things for herself.
You know, buy this, and then here is this at a discount. So then it's like maybe the scarf is for her and the earrings are for me or vice versa. I'm not proud of that, but I am a sucker in that capacity for sure.
Would it make her feel better if I said everyone I talk to cop to this?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. But it is a change to flaunt it.
Those messages didn't exist 40 years ago.
Kit Yarrow is a consumer psychologist at Golden Gate University.
It would have been shameful in a way to say, well, I'm special or I deserve it. I think people would have looked at you like you lack humility.
She says the me culture is only one factor. Holiday retail has become less about shopping for gifts and more about shopping for shopping.
And it's Pavlovian in a way. Consumers are just conditioned now to look forward to those bargains, and they wait to purchase things for themselves until the holiday season when they know that they can get deals.
On everything from new socks to a new hard drive. Practical stuff that doesn't feel gift-worthy anyway. And really, buying for yourself makes more sense.
Self-gifting, as unromantic as it may be, is another way to restore efficiency.
Spoken like a true economist. And he is. Joel Waldfogel at the University of Minnesota.
When someone else does the buying, if they don't know what you like, they might spend $100 and buy something that's worth nothing to you.
Now, Waldfogel loves gifts from people who know him well and might buy something even better than what he'd choose. Economists like him hate bad gifts, wasting money on stuff people won't use. So why not give up the ruse? Tell everyone to buy what they want for themselves. And, I don't know, post the pictures on Facebook?
The reluctance to go that route is in part a reluctance to admit that we don't really know what the other person wants.
Because gifts express relationships. So if you buy all your own gifts,
you can live in the perception that you don't need anybody.
Charles Eisenstein writes about the non-economic value of gifts in Sacred Economics.
If you say, well, Mom, don't give me anything, an important way of creating a tie between two people is lost.
But it can be hard to buy great personal gifts for people you don't see that often. I saw a post from Tony Pierce online, a text exchange between him in Los Angeles and his mom in Chicago.
She wrote me and said, what do you want for Christmas? So I said, how about world peace? And she says, I'll get right on that.
Cringing at his own sarcasm, Tony came up with a tangible gift.
I was like, Mom, how about Madden 2013 instead?
A football video game that he could easily buy himself and play right now instead of waiting for Christmas. So the gift he's really giving his mom, letting her give him something. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.